AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. 2 years after welcoming openly gay boys, leaders of the Boy Scouts of America have ended a blanket ban on gay adult leaders.
Eric Hay of Scouts for Equality says,
I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be coming into the Boy Scouts because of their ending the discrimination.
Under the new Boy Scouts policy, church-sponsored groups can still exclude gay adult leaders, but Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church of Dallas says there are Christian scouting alternatives.
I think you will see many Christians drift toward these alternative scout organizations.
Trail Life USA claims a membership of more than 25,000 youths and adults. I'm Steve Coleman.
Police in Santa Cruz think a body found Monday evening in a dumpster is that of an 8-year-old girl who vanished on Sunday.
The body that was discovered appears to be that of a young female, although we have not positively identified her yet. We believe that she is probably Madison Middleton.
Police Chief Kevin Vogel also says a 15-year-old boy has been detained for questioning in the death. A judge in Milwaukee has vacated the sentence of a man who spent more than a year in prison before admitting he took the blame for a fatal hit and run to protect his son. The Coast Guard says it is searching aggressively off the Florida coast for two teenage fishermen missing after setting out for the Bahamas on a stormy Friday afternoon. Nick Korniloff is the stepfather of one of the boys, Perry Cohen.
We don't give up. You know, this is about our children. And we believe in them. We know that people have been out there longer. People have survived. We have to keep going.
One of the wildfires burning in California is threatening 450 structures in the wooded communities of Bass Lake and Cascadal Woods north of Fresno. Residents have been told to be ready to evacuate. This is AP Radio News. The Air Force is putting a 4-star general in charge of its nuclear forces for the first time in the post-Cold War era. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The nuclear force has suffered through years of high-profile missteps and scandals.
It needs a fantastic leader.
And Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James says General Robin Rand is the right guy to take over Global Strike Command.
I think he's just the ticket.
The change is part of overhauling the nuclear force and giving it more bureaucratic muscle. In a building full of senior officers, James says having a 4-star advocate is vital.
Rank does matter.
Rand is a career fighter pilot who has never served in the Nuclear Missile Corps or Strategic Bomber Force. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Volkswagen overtook Toyota in global vehicle sales January through June. It's the first time the German automaker has come out on top in the competitive tally. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.